This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this morning I received a question. Someone had asked me, Sheikh, could you please tell us how to place our hands when making dua? So inshallah, this video is going to be a response to that question. We have a hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ بِبُطُونِ أَكُفِّكُمْ وَلَا تَسْأَلُوهُ بِظُهُورِهَا. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ, when you ask Allah, فَاسْأَلُوهُ بِبُطُونِ أَكُفِّكُمْ, ask Him with the inner part of your hands, in other words, your palms. وَلَا تَسْأَلُوهُ بِظُهُورِهَا, do not ask Him from the outer part of your hand or using the outer part of your hands. So this is generally understood, like when you go, when you have someone asking for something, this is how you would ask someone. So based on this hadith, and there are other ahadith as well, as you will see in just a bit, inshallah, there are scholars who have gone on to outline at least four ways to make dua. So inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to quickly outline the four methods or the four ways. So method number one is to place your hands in such a way where your palms are in the direction of your face and also towards the heavens. So that is the default position this way. So you make dua, your palms are, and you look towards your hands when you make your dua like this. And your palms are facing, or rather in the direction of your face and also towards the heavens. This is number one. Number two, your palms are in the direction of your face, but the edges of your fingers are facing the heavens. And this is like this. You make dua like this. So basically, your palms are in the direction of your face and the fingers are facing towards the heavens. Number three, now your hands are no longer close to you like this. They are raised. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must make note that you do not do this in salah. Because when you raise your hands, you're looking up towards the heavens. And this particular way of making dua is when one is in a lot of fear, anxiety, it's a very difficult situation. And this we learn through the teachings of the Prophet, the practice of the Prophet himself. It was on the day of Badr. It was a very difficult situation and the Prophet was earnestly making dua. I hope the video can capture. His hands were raised. Okay, and again, palms facing up towards the heavens. And he was asking Allah. He was making dua, Allahumma, Allahumma. And he was, you know, fervently making dua to the extent that the hadith states, حَتَّى سَقَطَ رِدَاءُهُ عَنْ مَنْكِبَيْهِ. His cloak, the cloak that he was wearing, because his hands were outstretched like this, fell off his shoulders, subhanallah. So this is at a time when one is in a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, in a very difficult situation, you earnestly make dua where you raise your hands like this, with your palms facing the heavens, and you're making dua. And why one should not do this in salah is because in salah, you're not supposed to look up to the heavens as per the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So one would not raise his or her hands like this. When I say salah, I'm specifically talking about qunut, in qunut when you're making dua. And now we have number four. And this way of making dua, again, hands are raised, but now palms are not facing towards the heavens, but instead, hands are like this. So it's the outer part of the hands that are facing towards the heavens. Now you might be wondering, but we just discussed a hadith recorded in the book of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, where the Prophet says, do not make dua like that. This particular way of making dua is specific to Salatul Istisqa. Now what is Salatul Istisqa? For those of you who may not be aware, Salatul Istisqa is the prayer where we pray unto Allah seeking rain. So in this prayer, the Prophet himself practiced this. We have companions reporting that they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam making dua with his hands outstretched and palms facing down and the outer part of his hands facing the heavens. It is almost as if he was making dua to Allah to, you know, ya Allah, let it pour, let it rain, you know, like this. So his hands were outstretched, but palms facing downwards, whilst the outer part of the hands were facing the heavens. And my dear brothers and sisters, again, this is only specific to Salatul Istisqa, because at all other times, the hadith that I mentioned at the inception, at the beginning, the hadith that has been recorded in the Imam in the book of Imam Abu Dawud comes into play. That is what we follow, where we make dua with the inner part of our hands. We do not make dua like this, we make dua like this. The only time we do that with our hands outstretched is in Salatul Istisqa. And again, we do this because the Prophet ﷺ himself made an exception to the general principle that has been established through his words. So I hope I've made it clear with regards to the four ways of making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And we conclude by praying. May Allah open the doors of beneficial knowledge for all of us. Ameen.